I think I can say that the message has been preached by Pastor Augustine already. Is anyone giving up here? Is anyone giving up here? God will appear for your case. And say, God will settle you. And God has settled him for Job. You are next for the testimony. I say you are next for that testimony. I say you will testify. How many of us believe that you are going to testify? Come on, begin to talk to God and say, Lord, I must testify. You will settle me in the name of Jesus. Open up your mouth and begin to declare briefly in a few minutes. Begin to declare, God settle me. God settle me. God settle me. God settle me. You made it for yourself. You will do it for me also. He just had a call. Come back. The God of restoration is here alive. The God of restoration is here at work. The God of restoration is still there. Father, we thank you. Oh, Libra Sote Yabalaga. Zekete Braso Tala Baba Baba Baba. Le Grato Zebre Dinga Lebro Sota Yaba. Father, I thank you for what you are doing. I appreciate you so much. This is your doing. It can be spoken. Kebaro Sote Yaba. Le Gano Sote Yaba. Say to your children. Le Grasso Tababa. I key myself to this. Legababo supriande. Zekete brakushto libragada. We worship you. In Jesus' precious name. As you have declared, so it shall be. Can I hear it? I say, as you have declared, so it shall be. Whatever you have pronounced to happen to you, it shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. By the mighty hands of God, you are coming back with a testimony. An unsung testimony. Miraculous testimony. Miraculous testimony. Proofs of God's power and presence be upon you in Jesus' name. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Take your seat in his presence. Hallelujah. Thank you for coming tonight. Thank you for those also who made it. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. God bless you for being around with us in Jesus' name. I'll begin my study quickly in Joshua chapter number 21. We have Brother Joshua in our midst. But now, praise God. Amen. So let's see what Brother Joshua said. His elder brother. Amen. Joshua chapter 21 from verse 43. I'll be happy if we just project it quickly. I'll still be talking briefly, just a summary or brief of how the Lord will say to everyone in the name of Jesus. I'm just building upon that. You had a message was preached to us on Friday. Mommy gave us a lot of illustrations and gave us examples of so many people that God what settled in the scripture. Am I right? Were you around or not? Amen. As many whom God what settled. And we saw it. He gave us an example of Rahab, which was supposed to be an example for everybody. God not looked at her. And God did not look at her mistakes. Am I communicating? But yet, Joshua 21. Joshua 21. Are we there? Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Let me go there also. Praise God. 43, right? All right. So, thank you for being with us on that. Quickly, just one scripture and we flow briefly. Can we read together in his presence? 1, 2. So, the Lord gave Israel all the land he has sworn to give to their forefathers. He gave them half of the land. Few of the land, one quarter of the land. Am I communicating? He gave them what? All the land, right? That he has sworn to their forefathers. My friend, God will give you all. You serve a God that gives all. If they serve a God that will give halfway, once he does anything, he will complete it. If he starts a work, he will complete it. Am I speaking to somebody? Say, he that started a good work in you. Did you see that? Will he abandon you halfway? But the Bible says what? He will complete it. So the Lord swore. He swore by himself. And he said, I will give you all the land. All the land. Meaning I'm going to settle you in your land. Brother, there is a land for you. Oh, come on. I said there is a place for you. There is an inheritance for you. There is a possession for you. Can somebody key to what I'm saying? There is a possession for you. If they say there is no job in this land, who told you there is a job waiting for you? Oh, come on, come on. I said there's a job waiting for you. You will locate yours. You will locate yours. Am I communicating to somebody? Stop doubting God. When I was speaking to Pastor, I am telling you, he said, that is in the process. It will come. That's what he was just telling me. He said, it will come. I look at his face. I said, I like this, your face, faith. That's the word I spoke to him. I said, I like your faith. Because there are some of us who will be pitying ourselves. And you know what I'm talking about? But in that condition, he says, it will come. It's in the process. It's coming. Am I communicating to somebody? And God's plan is to give you all the land, not half. Not half. Not half. Somebody hear what I'm talking about. Whatever has eluded you shall be delivered to your hands. I hear it. I say shall be delivered to someone's hand. Whatever benefits you're supposed to receive, and it has not come from today, take it. Take delivery of that promise. Take delivery of that benefits. Take delivery of that benefits. Take delivery of that benefits. In your office, receive your benefits. I say in your business, receive your benefits. In your career, receive your benefits. In your education, receive your benefit. Can I hear a resounding amen? Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. I'm going to just build on that, please. Okay? Now, let's go. And what happened? And they took what? Possession of it and settled there. You will take possession. Come on, stand up and say, I will take possession. Stand up and say, I will take possession. And I will settle my possession. Come on, say, come on, I'll take possession. And I will settle what belongs in my possession. Nothing will stop me. In my land, in my blessings, in my inheritance. Come on, begin to prophesy. What belongs to you, God? You take possession. Take possession. Take possession. Take possession. Take possession. Take possession. I take possession of what belongs to me now. In Dingadaba, the Lord shall say to me, I take possession of Kimangriatasa. I take possession, aha, of that land, of that country. I take possession of that passport. I take possession of that blessings. I take possession of increase. I take possession of what belongs to me now. By your might, I'm not hearing your prayer. Come on. I'm not hearing what. Come on. Guys, this kind of prayer, you can't stay like that. You gotta zegete barakata. Take possession. Take possession of your position. Take possession of your promotion. Come on. Take possession of your promotion and settle over it. Take possession of that bar, of that business. Take possession of that family. Take possession of your activity. Hey, Father, I take possession. My own settle me now. Settle your children. Settle me right now. Settle KCM. Settle the members. Get Balokata. We take possession of what belongs to us in the land right now. In the land of Qatar. Get Reka, Lebra, Zete, Enkra, Zebra, Kolia. In Jesus' name. I love you all. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Let's go further. Let's go further quickly. Let's go further, please. Somebody's already taking possession. Your enemies has been displaced for your sake. They will not occupy what belongs to you. No devil will occupy what belongs to you. No power will occupy what belongs to you. Am I communicating to someone? My God will drive them out quickly and speedily for your sake in the name of Jesus. I say God will drive them out quickly and speedily for your sake. I say God will drive them speedily and quickly for your sake. After this prayer, wonders will happen. You will begin to see some dimension of changes in the realm of the spirit. This is a dangerous spirit time now. Anyone occupy what belongs to you. By this reason, Father, we displace them. I didn't hear you. I said we displace them. I said we displace them. Wherever they are, we displace them. Shout aloud, amen. Let's go further. Let's go further. Let's go further. I love this. Verse 44 right now, right? Now, thank you. They took possession, right? And they settled in their land. Begin to understand this. All the land. Now, what happened? They took possession. And they settled. Now, hear the last, this part. The sweetest part. Oh, I love this one. I love this one. Guys, you don't understand. There's a place called rest. Ah, you can settle in something. But there may be crisis. There may be a problem. You can occupy a place. But you see enemies. Am I communicating? Fighting you like any other thing. Let's read it so that it will not look like I'm telling a ghost story. What happened? On every side, just as he has sworn to their fathers. Stop there. He gave them what? Yes, we are. On every one side, left, right, west, north, back, front, every area in the land, outside the land, in the air, in the land, in the sea. Oh, come on. Somebody's not understanding what I'm talking about. He gave them what? Rest on every side. So preserved and protected. May God give you rest on every side. Am I communicating? You know what it means? That they settled down. And when they settled, God said, no, that is not enough. I'm going to give you rest. Have you seen what God is doing concerning your life? Have you seen in your life where God has helped you to a level where he has given you what? Rest. Am I speaking to somebody? In fact, everything that comes around you, God give you grace to overcome. There's nothing like enjoying rest. Joy, when we say rest, means peace. Peace of mind. Am I communicating to somebody? Peace of what? Mind. You don't see problem as problem. Am I communicating? Because you know that the angels have gone ahead of you. You know that God has gone ahead of you. Am I communicating to somebody? When God guarantees you rest, the enemies have nothing to do but to come back to you and settle with you. Have you ever seen? Those who are your enemies, they will come and they have no alternative than to what? Settle with you. Because they have seen that God has given you what? Rest. They have seen the hand of God. They tried it, but they have failed. If God could give the children of Israel, who were under the law, not under grace. Hello, listen to me. They were under what? The law. They were under the law. If you don't obey the commandment, there's problem. Repercussion. How much more of the dispensation of grace that you are in? And this grace is the finished work of Calvary done by Jesus, not by you. Oh, come on, it's under Sammy. That's why God came to a point to say, if I could give Jesus freely, if I can spare his son, am I communicating? And give us to us. How can he not freely give us all things? So freely, there is a level of something you need to give freely. God is ready to give you what? You didn't hear it. Come on, I didn't hear you. I say, God is going to give you what? When did you hear that word? I will give to you freely. If I could not spare my son, but gave him to the world, how cannot I freely give you all things? So, brethren, you must walk to a level where there's a free gift. If you are laboring in everything, that's a problem. Oh, come on, you guys are not understanding what I'm talking about. Hello? There is a level in Christianity you will enjoy. It's called the free level of gifts. You don't even come. I was listening to one of the fathers of faith. In his testimony, he said, I had a car and I wanted a second car so that I can be using it for the family. I just thought over it. The next day I went to church, they gave me two cars. Your clapping does not look like what I'm talking about. May you receive free gifts. Your amen is not sound. I said, may you receive free gift. Am I communicating? And a gift is a gift. It cannot be taken. It cannot be withdrawn. Am I speaking to somebody? It's a gift. And so God said, I am able to give you free gift. So let me ask your friend, how many free gifts have you gotten? From God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number one, the free gift of air. The air you breathe is a free gift. Before you start saying, no, I've never received any free gift. Because I know some of you, that's where your mind is going. I have a few minutes now, 2 minutes left. Praise God. We have other things to do. Few minutes to go. Let me just go and finish the scripture because I love this. I don't know. Okay, let's finish it because of time. Because of time. Right. Amen. I'll stop, I think, at verse 45. So, and then we have a rest. Amen. Want to, when you go home, just listen, and the Lord bless you more in Jesus' name. Now, where are we now? We finished at 44? No, we've not finished. I said I will stop at 45. All right, now, two. Not one of their enemies withstood them. Guys, Not one of their enemies, what? We stood there. My friend, why should you be afraid? No man will stand you as long as you are standing with God. No man stand with God that man can withstand him. Am I communicating to somebody? When you stand with God, I'm telling you, brother, men cannot withstand you. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Not one of their enemies could withstand them, could pose even a threat to them. My friend, nobody will pose a threat for you in your office. Stop all this thing, my friend. You don't know your right. Hey, I say you don't know your right. Am I communicating? Let them roar. They will roar, but you are a lion. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? Is there anywhere where the lion comes and the tiger say he will try to threaten him? Come on, my friend. Will he threaten him? Eh? You are the lion of the tribe of Judah. You are. Jesus, whom you serve, is the lion of what? The tribe of Judah. And if Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah, who are you? Am I communicating to somebody? You cannot go and play with the cub of the lion. He may be small, but he's a lion. Somebody's not hearing what I'm talking about. Don't care about who you are right now. You are a lion. And you are a lioness. And you know how he protects himself. My friend, don't be afraid. Then nobody said, don't be afraid. Stop it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Tell louder, louder. Say, don't be afraid. Because some of you are just afraid of something. Nothing will happen. Thank you. Tell your number. Say, don't be afraid of something. I don't know what is something, but don't be afraid. God will say to you. Louder, say, God will say to you. Louder, say, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Hey, am I communicating? There's somebody here. I'm talking to you right now. You are saying, how am I going to pay for that school fees? How am I going to pay for that project? I say, God will go ahead of you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I said, don't be afraid. Take a journey of faith. Let's finish the scripture and we begin to do what we want to come here to do. And I'll round it up, please. All right. Just as, I don't know where we are. All right. And the Lord what? Handed them all their enemies over to them. You know, now this is what is called settlements. Amen. Did you see all the issue of settlement here? Am I communicating to somebody? I have no time to discuss now because please go home and read the scripture. When I read it, I was so filled up. You know what I'm talking about now? That I know when God settles you, nothing the enemy can do. As a matter of fact, the government can do nothing. Your case is in the hand of the Father. Let's finish verse 45 and then we go. I don't want to pass the 2 minutes. Just read it. 45. Now 1, 2. Not one of all the lost. Hey! Kashal. I can't preach this enough now. Did you see this one? Tell somebody, say, see this one. Did you see this one? Come on, say, did you see this one? Not one of all the lost good what? Is it promise? No, is it promise? How many? And promises means what? Many, right? So, my friend, don't think it's only one thing God is about to do for you. God is set to do more. I said, God is set to do more. Amen. Pastor, forget that. The car will come, promotion will come, lifting will come, honor will come. All that you are owing before, God will set to you. Amen. Good promises to the house of Israel filled everyone. Hey! I love this one. Everyone was fulfilled. Rise up and say, I must be fulfilled. Your promise concerning me shall be fulfilled. Rise up and say, I must be fulfilled. Did you hear? Go home and read this scripture. I beg you. I must be fulfilled. You will go home with fulfillment tonight. I say you will go home with fulfillment tonight. Give us shit, malada dosi. Retu brekustalabara. Ligarabababababababa. All was fulfilled. All was fulfilled. All was fulfilled. All was fulfilled. All came to pass. All was complete. All came to pass. All came to pass. All was fulfilled. All came to pass. None could stand them. The enemy could not stand them. The power could not stand them. Likarabosita. You deliver them from every side. What a promise of God tonight. The good promises concerning me, concerning the church, shall come to pass. Concerning this generation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Let's welcome the King to take over from this moment.